From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump is touting his administration's disaster response to Puerto Rico, even as officials in the U.S. territory warn that more help will be needed to fend off mass hunger and disease on the hurricane-ravaged island.
We will not rest, however, until the people of Puerto Rico are safe. These are great people. We want them to be safe and sound and secure, and we will be there every day until that happens.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello stated that the administration and the president, every time we've spoken, they've delivered. But the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico's capital, hit back at stories about how well the relief efforts are going. He said, "This is a people are dying story. This is a life or death story," Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz told CNN. As the last international flights to and from the Kurdistan region in Iraq were grounded Friday, hundreds of protesters wielding colorful balloons and signs with messages like compassion and love stood outside the airport. Protesters say they are hoping that Baghdad will back down on its decision to establish a no-fly zone over their region after a controversial independence vote passed by more than 92%. The Spanish government says that there will be no Catalonia independence vote Sunday, even as the regional government continues preparations for the referendum. Spanish culture minister said Friday the independence vote violates Spanish law and the government will not accept the results of the referendum. The authorities say that they will declare independence from Spain within 48 hours of the vote if residents there choose to secede. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has announced that it is pulling all of its non-essential diplomatic personnel out of Cuba in response to health attacks on 21 American diplomats in Havana. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The United States has ordered 60% of its staff to leave the U.S. Embassy in Havana because of specific attacks on diplomats. The Associated Press reports the United States will also warn American tourists that some attacks have occurred in Cuban hotels. The embassy will stop processing visas and will issue a new travel warning on Friday, officials tell the AP. Several people in Cuba expressed disappointment in the decision. Here's college student Andres Merci. He says, with the Trump administration, everything has been lost. Everything has gone backwards. We are turning back to the same thing we had before. Everything we advanced with Obama has now turned back. U.S. and congressional officials told Reuters on Thursday the United States was crafting a plan for a downdraw of staff from the embassy in Havana in response to the unexplained incidents that have harmed the health of some U.S. diplomats there.
Two women accused of murdering the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are expected to plead innocent when their trial begins Monday in Malaysia, according to an attorney. The Indonesian and Vietnamese women are accused of murdering Kim Jong-nam on February 13th at Kuala Lumpur International Airport by smearing his face with a deadly nerve agent. One of the lawyers told Reuters the women will maintain their innocence. And after a pretrial court hearing in July, lawyers of the two women said their clients were led to believe that they were taking part in a reality television hoax when they assaulted Kim. The defendants will face the death penalty if they are convicted. U.S. President Donald Trump will embark on a trip to Asia in November with the goal of garnering global support against the North Korean threat while attending regional summits and discussing trade. The trip will include the president's first visit to China, North Korea's closest ally and number one trade partner. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has already embarked on his journey. This would be his second to China.
We have preparation for President Trump's important visit, so we want to talk about the agenda for that visit, and then we'll continue our discussions on a number of other issues that are important, but certainly North Korea will be on the table for discussion.
And Mr. Trump will attend the U.S. Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit in the Philippines. He travels to Vietnam for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit as well. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Heather Maxwell is currently on assignment. Enjoy this previously recorded show.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Are you ready for 55 minutes of nonstop music and music news? It's a fast-paced show today, so hold on to your seats. Nigeria, Mali, Uganda, South Africa, Ghana, DRC, Kenya, Cameroon, and Tanzania, you're all represented today. My special guest this week is Koko Kanyinda, one of the surviving first-generation Congolese Rumba musicians from Kinshasa. We'll meet him at the bottom of the hour from London, courtesy of Phil Odidi, and hear a sample of his new album, Boko Bakata. All this and more right now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. To kick things off, here's Awa Busim, a new voice from Burkina Faso. Everybody, that was Awa Busim with Kore Gore Radio Edit, track 3 of her 2017 CD release called Mingoreza. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Yemi Alade's next with Kom Kom, featuring Flavor.
And we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Yeah. Hi, guys. So here's Songoy Blues, one of the hottest young Malian bands to come out of the North in recent times. The song is Dabari, track 7 from their 2017 album, Resistance.
Nobody.
Was Songhai Blues. Now, Songhai Blues is coming to America in September and October, and they've promised to stop in for a session with me right here at VOA headquarters in Washington. So you'll be hearing more from them in the near future. I'm Heather. This is Music Time in Africa. Let's slow it down now and slip into this gorgeous ballad from Uganda. Here's Rema with Banyabo.
Akola ko wanyo alino kulabirira abato abato school fees okusoma nebitabo olusi tebalina kale chokulyo kuchifuna baguba yatitinkanya yaiya ebensula ko nebyokulya omuchara basirika baguma Banyigiriziwa ne bakola Independent woman, African woman Oh muchara Singa si muchara
Singa sa soma
Singa
Singa sa isa
Singa si mambo we
Zangari ruto, akabanga kawanvu ku hospital. Kale sirinya wota zirina. Natambula wo, sina chinja azali de kuku. Ate wali ayamba, naguma yenyabo.
Baguma, bagumira biji.
Olugendo lw'okukuza omwana ngaluwa.
Singa,
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 singa
wakabyo na yabimala okwambala sako ne dwaliro mama nyikira nyo nyo.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, everybody. Turning to the singular sound now of South African Kwaito, here's Bongekile Simelane, a.k.a. Babes Wodumo, and featuring Mampicha. This tune was a mega hit in 2016, and I was looking at the comments on YouTube and laughed out loud at this one. A certain Filani Tobelani Mpatha wrote, "My neighbors love this song. They threw a brick through my window so they could hear it better."
It's Music Time in Africa.
Have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
Out of Toronto, Canada, Okavango African Orchestra has emerged as an award-winning diaspora group. 12 instruments, 10 languages, and 7 countries strong, the group says it's on a journey to an Africa without borders. Here's track one, called Bilan. The composer is Nud Kushin Mohammed, and the language is Somali. The song is about a man who dreams of pursuing a beautiful girl named Bilan, and yet he's unable to win her love. This is explained in a Somali parable that likens an elephant wandering in the middle of the night looking for grass to eat, but failing to find any. But you know what? That elephant keeps on looking.
Thank you.
beautiful. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell, your host. In just a few minutes, we're going to meet today's feature artist, Coco Kanyinda. But first, Wolashi with Nuketa. Ah, those gold diggers.
This bed driving me crazy. I be gold, she be digger. All they do, they can't dig a song. But I talk to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure a song. Look at, look at. Inke wa mola, baby. Need to keep me inside. This bed driving me crazy. I be gold, she be digger. All they do, they can't dig a song. But I talk to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure a song. All these girls, they want money. Like we vomit the money. Sometimes please ask your father. Cause we too, we they tired. Make a cook, make you drunk. Make you shit, make a flow. Make a look, make a talk. Drop the cash, then you touch. She know they cook, but she they chop pass. Your next pay be your next task. You better pay or you bypass. You can't say you go bypass. Cause he has grace, you go die time. She they smell cash, she they hear cash. If you broke Charlie, man, you can't touch. Your whole life, so you take that. Your kid in school fees, you take that. Don't sign, no check, she wants cash, though. No, she won't cash everything she sees. Me just cash, though. No, she won't cash her thing she sees. Hey, look at, look at. Look at, look at. Look at, baby. Need to keep me inside. This baby driving me crazy. I be gold, she be digger. All they do, they can't dig a song. But I talk to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure a song. Look at, look at. Look at, look at. Look at, look at. This baby driving me crazy. I be gold, she be digger. All they do, they can't dig a song. But I talk to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure a song. Money's got their own money. Like we vomit the money. Sometimes please ask your father. Cause we do, we they tire. Make a cook, make you try. Make you shit, make a flush. Make a look, make a touch. Drop the cash, then you touch. She know the cook. She they chop pass. Your next pay be your next task. You better pay or you bypass. You can't say you go bypass. Cause he has Chris, you go die task.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Quick news flash. Ketable Music is a record label, video production facility, and recording studio in Nairobi, Kenya. Well, after a long toil of 6 years, they finally launched their new book. It's called Shades of Benga, and it is gorgeous. I saw some previews of the book last year when I was in Nairobi. So congratulations, Ketable. And now, here's Bill Odidi presenting our feature artist this week, Coco Kanyinda.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa. Usually I'm reporting from Nairobi, but today I've come to a warm summer's day in London in the UK to meet one of the giants of African music. He's played in various capitals around Africa. He's originally from Congo, but he's now based here in the UK. And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself.
Bongo mbongo mbongo na kopelela na bolingo ba pesa kamotema boyete ul trouble na lamuru mbongo mama yabaka bato pembeni bakomi tunaka balingi baye bantina yalibala na biso bakomi tunaka ndenge nini tolingana ki mbongo yeyeye mbongo mama weyeya.
My name is Coco Kanyinda, or Coco Mukara Kanyinda Coxon.
I live in London. I work in London, but I work all over Europe, the whole continent.
What made you move to the UK?
I just come here because of long stories. I was married here, and then I came stuck in here. So I can't go back home now. This is my home at the moment.
Give us a little bit about your history.
I'm original from Congo, Kinshasa. Yeah, I lived in Kinshasa, and then I lived in Nairobi. As you know, I'm of the band Mangelepa. I'm the form of the Mangelepa. I played with Virunga, Starlight, everywhere. And I traveled all over Africa, and now I'm in Europe.
Okay, it's good to be speaking to you on Music Time in Africa, Coco. You're a famous drummer. You also play the djembe. You're an all-round musician, are you?
That's when they said in French, l'expérience m'a rendu sage. It means that I am the conga player from the first generation of the Congolese music. And then now I'm a singer. I sing and I lead the band called Congo Star.
I want you to introduce one of the new songs that you've just released.
I got a new album called Boko Pakata. It means, it's an expression, means people are going to run away because the music is so nice and cool. I got one song now, Ono Ensemble, Togetherness. It's about all Africa, we're together. That's the song which now on the market is coming to be released in Nairobi soon.
Attention, mes amis! Ça, c'est 12,600 volts! This is togetherness.
I'm Bill Odidi and I'm speaking to Coco Kanyinda, the band leader and the founder of the Congo All Stars. He just had his new song, Togetherness, and speaking to him, he's based here in the UK. Now you have this band which is known as the Congo All Stars. Who is in the band? Is it Congolese musicians who are based here in London?
The Congolese musicians, those who are here in London, yeah, there are many. So if I get a gig or we're going to play in a festival, I have to see those who are available and make a team. I choose a team which we can go and perform. Because it's not for one musician, no. I choose the one who's free, we're going to play. That's why we call it Congo All Stars.
And since you formed this band, you've performed in many places, at many festivals, at many venues. You want to tell us about some of those experiences?
You know, the Congolese music, I played in, like here in London, like Queen Elizabeth Hall, Royal Festival Hall. I played in Glastonbury. I played in many venues. People that really love African music.
What's the next stage for you?
Next stage, I'm planning to go back home.
Home is Nairobi? Is it Kinshasa? Is it where exactly?
Africa is my home, but I can start from Kinshasa back to my second city, Nairobi.
How old are you now?
I'm now 67. When I play music, I feel alive. So I get some vitamin of life from music.
That's wonderful. We look forward to seeing you come back to Nairobi. What's the other song that we're going to play out with on Music Time in Africa?
African Lady is a single which I just released as Afrobeat. The beat which people like to dance nowadays. Like those coming from Nigeria, Ivory Coast, as we know, we also, our artists, we can't remain behind. We have to give people what they want.
Baby, dance for me. Come dance for me, oh.
Koko Kanyinda, an elder statesman of African music, and I'm so delighted to have met him here in London. As I hand you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Bill. That was a great interview. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. This next song is an oldie from around the late 1980s. It's by a combo group called Orchestra Muema Brothers Band. Their biggest hit was called Stella, but my favorite track is this one, Susumoi. It addresses grandmothers and the important role that they have as the backbone of the family. That was Susumoi by Orchestra Muema Brothers Band.
Your show, Music Time in Africa, presents the best of the old and new African songs that suits everyone's tastes, guaranteed.
This is Manuel Wanji's brand new single, Bole Bole, followed by the Yamoto Band featuring Ruby.
Bye.
lovers. This is Heather Maxwell.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Well, I've got one last song for you before closing down the shop today. And it's a goodie. Here's Mahatlini and Mahotella Queens with their 1987 super hit, Kazette.
Pegado na Mahotella Queens. Pegado na Mahotella Queens. Abanye sa sotele maflesi le politi chopito. Ayugutu bugile ka kaza wino. Cause we know
magical song from 1987 South Africa. It's time to sign off. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I hope you come back next week. A special thank you also to Bill Odidi and Coco Kanyinda from London. Please note, guys, that a program change has gone into effect. The first 5 minutes now of every MTIA show brings you current news. So you can enjoy 5 minutes of current news at the top of the hour, and then I bring you my regular Music Time show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. And also, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Wow. Stay blessed, Africa. You're beautiful.